Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
The issue never really goes away. How much should you confess to your husband or wife about your past life, or even your present life? Following a series dealing with the consequences of infidelity, we were bombarded with variations of the same question. One person wrote, "I have confessed my sins to the Lord and truly experienced the joy of His forgiveness as I claimed His blessings. But I always thought I did not need to confess to my husband or to anyone. Am I wrong to believe that I'm completely forgiven of my sins even without having to confess this to my husband?" First, confront the issue of confession and God's forgiveness. The Bible says that sin means you have violated God's standard. You have gone astray, as sheep turning from His will to your selfish will. And because you have sinned against Him, your confession of wrongdoing needs to be addressed to Him. And what does God do? He forgives you and treats the offense as though it had never happened. John wrote, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Hey, that's good news in any language. In Isaiah 43:25, God gave a promise. He says, I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sin no more." Okay, so God doesn't remember, but you do. Many feel that if they don't confess infidelity to a husband or a wife, God will not forgive them either. Actually, this is a gray area. God's forgiveness doesn't depend upon your confession to anyone but to Himself. So should you tell everything? True, there is a feeling of purging when you confess. But the damage that it may do to your relationship, which includes the pain of betrayal that your spouse will feel and endure, may well offset the emotional good that comes to you by your feeling better about confessing what you've done. If you have broken off a relationship, put the wrong behind you, and know it is under the blood of Christ, forgiven by God, and your heart has been cleansed by His Spirit, then put the affair behind you once and for all. Now, if you feel you need to confess, talk to a trusted professional, a pastor, a counselor, a spiritual leader, someone who will absolutely keep confidence. But again, if you are reasonably sure that your husband or wife will find out, then you had better be the one to tell him or her, not someone else. With confession, there is usually reason to shut things off. So if you lack the strength to say goodbye forever, you'd better get help, whether it comes from your mate or someone who will hold you accountable. So the issue of what or what not to say is not always clear, but what you need to do is very clear, and that is to close the door forever to a relationship which you know is wrong. Then, make straight paths for your feet. My father-in-law, Guy Duffield, used to say that secret sin should be confessed secretly, private sin should be confessed privately, and public sin should be confessed publicly. So you have to decide where you are. Then ask God for strength and do right. The psalmist said, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Meaning where there is wrongdoing and I hold on to it, God doesn't listen to me. My relationship with Him is crippled until I confess it and I turn to Him for help and strength. You know, 3,000 years later, it is exactly the same way.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.